bold move at self-improvement, despite my argument that too much sun isn't exactly good for people. Then he went ahead and dropped the guilt bomb.
Carla.
He tilted himself forward, folding his arms on his desk and closing a little distance between our faces.
I spent the entire afternoon back and forth on the phone with Danica, the HR personnel officer from the central office upstate.
I deflated. You didn't.
I sure did. And she pulled up your file to review it for a pre-approval of an extended personal leave. In 15 years, you've only taken off 20 personal days. You've trained dozens of other tellers who have come and gone, and you've capped on pay raise dividends twice. Danica agreed with me that you're very deserving of a personal leave, especially since Suzanne is ready and willing to slide into your shift while you're gone. Apparently, not needing to hire and train anyone to fill your shoes is a big selling factor for the board. She already started all the necessary paperwork on her end.
I can't believe this is happening, I mumbled and pinched the skin between my eyes with my thumb and pointer. He went on to show me the stack of paperwork that would need to be filled out by me and signed by the both of us. As acting branch manager, he's already emailed a formal letter of personal leave recommendation, as his approval is the first step, followed by Danica, followed by the board. Danica didn't doubt for a second that the board would give it a stamp of approval. She even offered to address it personally during a meeting they'll all be attending at the beginning of next week. He handed me a short stack of pages, already printed off with my name on them, just waiting for me to fill in the blanks, vaguely if at all possible, and to state in writing that the reason for a leave request is of personal family business, as per Danica's recommendation.
Carla, you never even took time off with your divorce, he said. And your kids are in their 20s now. You're one hell of an employee, and your job isn't going anywhere. If there is anyone here who deserves a break, it's you.
Maybe I've never taken time off because maintaining a mundane lifestyle is the only thing that keeps me sane, I teased.
Don't make my entire afternoon a waste, Carla.
He leaned back in his chair and clamped his hands behind his head.
Sounds like your kids have all the details covered. What were the words Marcia used? You're growing stagnant?
He grinned from ear to ear with amusement.
If all goes smooth with the board, we could have you checked out by the end of next week.
But today's Friday.
Yep.
Why do I get the feeling you're all trying to get rid of me? To that, he only chuckled and sent me on my way. On the drive home, I passed the same billboard that I do every day, only this time I truly looked at it. A young man on the beach, his naked back dripping with ocean water, accentuating every muscle, clear down to the tag of his underwear that's meant to be advertised. What would it be like to run my fingers across the shoulder line of a man that fit? If the front of him matched the back of him, I'd probably even give the sweat on his stomach a lick. Maybe a summer on the beach isn't such a bad idea after all. Despite my inner turmoil leaning toward defeat, here I am, preparing to stand my ground against my kids over some fraction of a chance at change, at hope, at adventure. A chance that I never got after marrying too young and dedicating myself entirely to raising them. I don't regret a second of the way I've brought up my children, but now that they're grown, I think I'm losing my mind. My thoughts are everywhere. I'm scattered, and they can tell. I'm scared to death of what my life will be when they finish college. Maybe a break is what I need. A slow transition to my being alone. All the while, I know they're still safe at home. Then again, maybe Marcia and Dean really just want my house to themselves. I'm clinging to every last second I have with them, and they want to ship me off. It's weird, yet for some reason, my gut is telling me to go for it. The two of them are the most dramatically persistent humans on the planet. I suppose I should be proud. They're destined to accomplish big things, both of them. Once they put their minds to something, there's no limit to the lengths they'll go. On the money side of things, I really lucked out with my kids' scholarships. The funds I had saved for their schooling wasn't needed, so it continues to